Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we got a preacher. Isn't it? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so glad to be with you again today. This is Pastor G.W. Chiba Porter coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts, all little towns near there, and wherever you can hear this broadcast. We thank God for being with you again here today. We thank God for you that listen on a daily basis. We thank you today for it. We want you to know that we love you. We really, really, really do. And we love you. We love to get in touch with you. We love to touch you. We love to hug you and tell you just how much we love you. Yes, yes,
we
yes.
We love you.
Thank you, Jesus. That's my engineer. Praise God. But we thank God for you today. That's why we invite you to call at 347-857-3925. Give us a call and let us celebrate together. Let us praise the Lord together. You know, it's unite our spirits. You know, listen, my new saying is one sound in one voice, okay? And I want us to come together under what? One sound and one voice. This is what I want to be going over this airways. One sound and one voice. So let us get together, okay? You can call us, and when you call us, punch the button to talk, and we will talk with you. Now, don't talk out of this way. Crazy stuff, because we will hang up, okay?
Yes,
but would
will.
You talk sensible? You want to know something? If we can tell you, we will. If we can't, well, we can't. Isn't that right? That's simple, isn't it? Isn't that very simple? Okay, see, we're easy to get along with. We're not hard. We're not complicated. Not in any kind of way, fashion, or form. We are not complicated, but we will be there for you, pray for you, with you, and help you to learn how to pray for yourself. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah, anyhow. Well, without any further ado at this time, we are going to bring our own Sister Diane. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for this day that you see fit to wake us up this morning, Lord, Father. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. Father, as we come before you, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord, Father, of any sin in those that we are praying for, Lord. Any sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. And, Father, you are just to forgive us. We forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, Father, for hearing prayers today, Lord Father, and we thank you most of all for answering them, Lord Father. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know, each and every person, name by name, Father, you know their needs, their wants, and their heart's desire, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord Father, for being that way maker, Lord. We thank you for being that burden bearer, Lord. Father, we thank you for being that comforter today, Lord. Father, as we hold before you Lakara, Lord, we ask you, Lord, Father, to continue to touch her. Keep her covered under the blood, Lord. Her unborn child, Lord, Father, keep it covered under the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Father, comfort her, Lord, Father, as she go through the process and the loss of her son, Lord.
touch his parents as well. Touch his kids right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for the Lawrence family that lost their loved ones, Lord, Father. Continue to touch and strengthen them and those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, let them use this opportunity, Lord, to come into the knowledge of you. Father, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for being that God of many chances, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father, for being long-suffering, Lord. Father, continue to touch Rufus right now, Lord, as we continue to speak healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let the talks that go on in his room, Lord, Father, as he lay in that coma, Lord, Father, is of you, Lord. Drawing him near to you, let him not leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing Eldred Christian out of the hospital, Lord. We ask you to continue to touch his body right now, Lord. We continue to speak healing, and we're looking for that praise report right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch Raymond Eady, Alice Eady, Lord. Stand with it, Lord. Continue to touch them. Give them the strength, Lord, Father, that they need within you, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for all those that we're praying for, Lord, Father. Father, as I lay my hand upon this list, Lord, Father, we call the names. There's so many, Lord, Father, that seeking you, that needs you. We come against that spirit of cancer, of diabetes, Lord. High blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus, and send it right now into the pits of hell right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, you are a liar today, and the truth of God is not in you. We cover this broadcast, everyone on this broadcast and speaking on this broadcast right now under the blood, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We release healing upon this line, deliverance upon this line. Father God, less of us and more of you, Lord, upon this line. We ask you to take over it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as you go into homes, Lord, no matter where they're listening, what device they're listening on, Lord, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, cover your people under the blood right now, Lord. Father, give them the heart to receive and the ear to hear the word today. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and deacon, Lord, Father, as the word come forth. And we say, have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Listen, listen.
Thank
did we get your prayers in? Did you get your prayers in? Huh? Well, then maybe you didn't call and give us your number or some way let us know. That you do need prayer, because we do want to pray for you, whatever your problem is. We care about you. That's why. Amen. We may not can do anything personally with our hands and help you anyway, but we can do what? Pray. Amen. Pray and pray and pray until something happens. This
yes.
is what we believe in doing today, okay? So, now, remember now, call. You call, you got to call in. And we want to send condolences to all those that have, let me tell you, so many funerals going on today or tomorrow. I don't know what day they're having them. We'll just call the names if we can. My sister's grandson there in Kissimmee, Florida, Bishop people, one was in, they buried sad, that they buried the other one today in Philadelphia. They having those funerals now. And, you know, somebody else, he just told me the other one had died. But anyway, we praying for them too. You're trying to keep up with them. They're leaving here so fast. We're praying for you. If you have a loved one that you've lost recently, we're praying for you, too, that God will always be by your side, carry you through everything that occurs in your life. Doesn't matter what it is or who done it or how it was done, but the fact is you need God right now, and we want to be there to help comfort you, do you understand, because we love you, we really do, and we care about you, okay? Amen, thank God. I'll get back to you in a minute, you know, praise God, hallelujah. Let me give you a little word today here, interesting word. If you would be interesting, be interested. If you would be pleased, be pleasing. If you would be loved, be lovable. If you would be helpful, if you would be helped, be helpful. You see? Now, what you want somebody else to be to you, you be to somebody else. That's all it's saying. All right? This is what you got to do. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Isn't it right? Amen. Well, we want to thank God. I see our dear sisters here with us today. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a privilege. Ah, my. That own Miss. Miss Diane Dungey, extraordinaire, author, amen, preacher, teacher, counselor. Wow, I tell you, she has a long list, you know, praise God. We thank God for the privilege of her being with us today. Yes, isn't that wonderful? Amen. She may give us, you know, a little treat somehow before we leave. You know, she may give us a treat. Isn't that wonderful? Amen, amen. Amen. And, oh, yeah, we got Deacon Mike right here. He right here to help out. Amen, because I was about to give it all over to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. But, you know, I have, you know, the prayer warrior here laying hands on me, y'all. Amen. The prayer warrior's laying hands on me. Yes, yeah, she's laying them hands on me because she don't want to do nothing. Praise God.
I am praying for you.
She say that's what she is, prayer warrior. So she's praying that I keep on going and that God enlighten me, anoint me. Amen. Praise God. Are you praying for me too? I sure hope you are. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I sure need him doing it to me today. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without God. What about you? I tell you, God is doing great things, and he's doing some marvelous things, even though people are talking about the other things, the bad things that are happening. Now, grant you, there are a lot of wicked, bad things going on. People are doing some of the craziest things. You know, the enemy is really reaping rampage upon the people of God today, taking them out of this world, and some just using them, and you wouldn't even think that the devil would use them that way, but he does. He don't care who he uses. But listen, at the same token, there are some wonderful things going on in God. Oh, my God, my God. Let me tell you one thing. He's working over here. How about over to your house, your place? He's working. Do you hear me? The wonderful works of God is being manifest now, right now. And you see, he's working right there in you, and you don't even know it. Can't you feel him right now? Feel him. Come on now. Come on. Hallelujah. Get on board here, you know. Saul say, get on board, little children. Get on board. all God's little children, get on board. You see, we want you to get on board today because the enemy has come in like a flood, and you can lift up a standard against him right now, and that standard of praise. Just begin to praise God wherever you are. Glorify him. Magnify him because he is Lord, and he's Lord over all. Hallelujah. He's over all your situations. He's over everything that occurs in your life that look like it's negative. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we take it and we throw it out into nearest dumpster. Oh, yes, and send it on over to the dump. Praise God. We're not going to let it lay around us. Hallelujah. Not around our dwellings or anywhere. We're getting rid of everything right now in the name of Jesus. We're canceling every assignment that was sent to you by the enemy. Oh, God, it shall not come to pass this day and never anymore. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that it is so by the authority of Jesus Christ. Do you hear me today? Hallelujah. We're going to get through it right now. We are getting through it. You're getting through it right now. You're going to jump over it like a hurdle. It's just a hurdle in the road. That's all it is. Oh, my God. See, you just took it to be a big sinkhole, didn't you? But it's just a hurdle. That's all. You going right on over it. Doesn't matter how it got there. Doesn't matter what caused it to be there. But you're overcoming today because Jesus made you an overcomer. Did you hear me today? Hallelujah. I'm so glad about it. He answers all these prayers. He answers everything. He said he heard you before you called, huh? When it was in your mind, just in your spirit, before it came out your lips, God had already heard it. Can you hear? Can you say amen, somebody? Ain't it so wonderful to have a God like that? Woo, Lord, have mercy. I just love to praise God. I'm just going to praise him anyhow. You know, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. But when I had my mind on Jesus, the enemy side, I was a little too happy. So he going to stop me. And he started round 5 this morning. Do you hear what I'm saying? But I'm here now to tell you that I'm an overcomer. Do you hear me today? Yes. Hallelujah. And listen, I don't tell you nothing that I ain't been through. Hello, somebody. Woo, glory to God. If I can make it, you can make it too. Because all you got to do is what? Push. Yes, Lord. Come on, man. That's all you got to do is push right now. This is where we're going today because we want you to push through it. Huh? Push through to your vision. What vision did God give you? What vision do you have? Huh? Are you going to allow the enemy to come in and steal it from you? I know he came to do that, to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's what God made him to do. But it don't have to be you. Come on, tell him, say, devil, it ain't me. Go find somebody else because it ain't me. You got the wrong address. You got the wrong person, devil. You're not doing anything to me this day. You hear what I say? Because I belong to Jesus, and I belong in his word. I am an overcomer. He made me the winner. You're not the winner, but I am. The race has already been won, and I am the winner. Yes, I am. Glory be to God. Ooh, hallelujah, somebody. You ought to get on the good foot right now. Ooh, my God. What a mighty God we serve. Just tell him how good he is. Tell him how kind he is. Tell him how you appreciate him. Oh, my God, and I love him because he's such an awesome God. Hallelujah. Don't matter what the devil do or how he do it. It don't even matter what he say. Glory be to God because let me tell you, in the end, I'm still the winner. I don't care what it look like to people. Well, you ain't winning. It don't look like you the winner. Say, listen what you say. It don't look like, but it is. I am the winner. Just
just because it don't look like to you, because your eyes and my eyes are seeing differently. You seeing through rose-colored glasses. I'm seeing clearly. Hallelujah, Jesus, because I just push the rose colors out the way. Hallelujah. I want nothing blocking my vision. Do you hear me today? Oh, my God, my God. You don't want nothing blocking your vision either, do you? I know you don't. My God, let me tell you, when God is in it, you win. Huh? Now, the only way you don't win is you ain't got God in it. You got the devil in, because he ain't nothing but a loser and a failure. That's all he is. I know he makes you think he is a winner. He makes you think you are doing good, you know, because you got a lot of money, you think you doing good. But in the end, you're not the winner. You see, you just got something to pass you over to make you think you are. It's a similitude. It's not the actual winning person. See, you may win so many $100 million from the lotto. Huh? And somebody else don't win nothing, maybe $15. But guess what? The $15 is the winner. You understand? Because they ain't got your $300 million headache. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why you push to your vision, no matter what you see or how you feel. Because we're going to tell you a little bit about the word, about somebody that had the push. Yeah, we're going to go into the Old Testament, Genesis, in the 35th chapter, 16th verse. And it says, and they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. She had hard. Now, you know, first of all, so here they are traveling. And the woman have some complications going on anyway. And then you traveling, okay? And the way they traveled was not easy. Huh? Come on now. The way they was traveling wasn't easy. Wasn't like you get on a plane and get there in a hurry. You got to ride a mule to get where you're going, do you see? And the mule is going bumpity-bumpity-bump, and he got a hump in the middle anyway. You say, so that ain't very comfortable either, is it? So she had hard labor. And even though she had hard labor, she's going to another place to have her child. And the Bible say, and it came to pass when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. Do you get it? Thou shalt have this son also. See, the Lord had already prophesied to her about her vision. She had already prophesied to her about her having this second son. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, how? I didn't have this kind of labor the first time. Why I got to have this kind of labor now? You would ask yourself, what happened? What did I do wrong? Huh? You don't have to do anything wrong, but it's hard labor, it's hard labor. And then it's doing what? It's testing your faith. Huh? Are you going to still have faith when it gets hard? All right, that's what I'm asking you today. Things are hard right about now. Some may not have no finance. Some may not have no wife. May not have no husband. May have lost a child. May have lost a mother or father. And all kind of things could have occurred in your life. And you find it hard to survive. You find it hard to keep on living, let me tell you. But let me tell you something. Don't ever resort to ending your life. But know this, that it's just a test. You got to push your way through. Just like a woman that's in travail, you got to push on. And the doctor keep telling you, push, push. And you say, I am pushing the best I can. You know, you're getting mad, too, and all that. And everything got people aggravating you, bothering you, doing what you can. But he's saying, keep saying, this don't stop. Huh? Keep going. And I was reading something where, what what's her name said? One of them old pioneers in the day. What they was when they was under the Underground Railroad. Huh? What did she tell you to do? Huh? She said, "Don't stop. If you see the enemy, keep going. If they shoot, keep going. Whatever happened, you keep going forward. Don't you stop. Do you? That's a true saying. Do you know today every saint should have that written somewhere on their book or somewhere? They should have that. Keep going. Don't stop no matter what happens, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how hard people tell you, well, you know, that's pretty hard. You can't do that. Why? You think I'm not able? I'm not strong enough? Well, God say, my grace is sufficient unto you. Whatever he has for you is for you, and he's going to give you strength to overcome. He's going to give you the way to make it out of whatever you're in. You can get through it. Yes, you can, because he's already made the way for you. He's already paved it for you. Let me tell you, when he went through trials and tribulation while he was on the earth trying to save you and to give you what he got, he went through everything you went through. Whatever thing you're going through, Christ have already went through it to show you that it can be done, but you got to keep going forward. Don't stop. Press on. Push on. Huh? Because of what? Because you about to give birth. Huh? And it's hard. It's very hard. Don't stop. Don't let people stop you. People are so negative. They got all kind of negative ways to say you can't do it, you can't make it, you ain't got enough money, you ain't the right color. People always got some negative stuff to say. So you do what? Close your ears to them. And I remember Diane said, well, how you close your ears? I said, you just don't listen. Hello? Y'all start to singing a song so you won't listen to them, or whatever it takes you to do to shut it down. Start thinking of something else. Don't think about what they're saying. Some put cotton in your ear. Buy some earphones. I don't know what you do. But whatever you do, close it down, because you're going to keep going forward. You have to birth this thing. You have to bring your ministry forth. Let me tell you, don't you know that you're going to have a whole lot of trials and tribulation come upon you just because God called you? Didn't nobody tell you that? Well, I'm telling you now. Come on now. You think you're going to get through that birth easy? When you bringing forth the man child, you bringing forth the ministry that God has ordained and called? You bringing it forth, do you think it's going to be easy? It is not an easy task. Do you hear me? You will have hard labor. You will have complications. You will have people against you. But you don't let that bother you. You say, you be bold, be strong, be courageous. This is what God always tell you. And fear not, because I am with thee. You shall bring it forth. See, he's giving you a message here in Genesis right here. He said, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. In other words, your vision shall come forth. If you can remember that and tell the devil, say, this vision is going to come forth. What God has ordained me to do is going to come forth. It will not be aborted. I will not miscarry. I will bring it forth regardless of how hard it is, regardless of what the doctors say, that the umbilical cord is wrapped around the baby's neck. It don't make no difference. It's coming forth. It shall be born, even as God has already said. That miracle is happening for you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello. I'm accepting mine now. I don't know what you
I'm
do. See, I'm accepting mine. I'm believing it. I don't care how much he tried to tell me it ain't going to happen. Oh, it's going this way. It ain't going that way. It's going the way God wants. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done, God. Tell him that today. Say, your will shall be done in my life, God. I will take nothing less than a miracle. Oh, hallelujah, because I'm paying the price. I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on it no matter how hard it is, no matter what people say, how they laugh at me. I don't care how they laugh at me. I'm going to believe it's happening. It's happening, Lord, because you told some of the desires of my heart shall be granted unto me. And I'm believing it today, God. This is my desire today, God. Oh, God, I am paid the vow. I paid that also, God. See, he said, pay your vows, and you know you'll get that answer. You'll get what you need from God. Did you hear me? Praise God. Y'all don't want to hear me today, but we vow vows and we don't pay it. We find excuses. And God said he's not accepting excuses, because you ain't accepting no excuse why God ain't blessing you, is you? Are you accepting that? No. You won't. What you want, don't you? You want God to move, because God, you say, if I fast and I pray and I call on your name and seek your faith, then you will hear from heaven. Heal my land. You'll heal the sins also. Oh, glory to God. He putting them all under the blood right now. You're going through a bloody path, even though you can't see your path, but it's bloody. Glory to God, because it's Jesus' blood. It's washing you white as snow. You coming through pure, clean. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you're standing on the word. You know the day you're overcomer. There's nothing else anybody can say. Come on, talk to yourself now. You can't tell me I'm not an overcomer. You can't tell me that I'm over and above and beyond. You can't tell me it don't belong to me. You can't tell me anything that's negative this day. I will not accept. Hello. Woo. Hallelujah. Excuse me, y'all, while I holler. Hey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's what come from. That's what come from your engineer lay hands on, because I say I'm giving it to y'all today. And she done went, oh, no, no, no. I'm laying hands. Pastor, I'm praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, give her a word. Glory to God. And she did not know what I had in mind. And she kept saying, push, Pastor, push, push, Pastor, push. She kept saying that, and I showed her my paper, what I wrote down, and she fell out. Praise God, because that's what God had given me. And I just got this message a few minutes ago, y'all, just before we went on the air. I didn't have anything, but, you know, this is what God brought to me. Let me tell you one thing. I may be a woman. There may be plenty of women out there. And let me tell you, you know what travailing is. Huh? And John 16 put it this way, a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour has come. Is your hour come yet? Are you having hard labor right about now? Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Are you having hard labor right now? Tell me about it. You know you're going through. Don't sit up and say, I'm fine. You know how y'all say. You say, how you doing? And you know they're going through. You can tell in their eyes they're going through. Their whole body is speaking they're going through. And you want them to just talk to you about, say, what are you going through? I'm fine. Everything's fine. And you know you're going through hell and high water. You're saying everything is fine. And everything is not fine. And you got to have somebody to help you. It, like the doctor, I'm your doctor today, saying push. Because you're going to get through today. Hello, somebody. I said it. I believe in that soldier, because you're getting through. Huh? I am prophesying to you now. You are getting through. Your vision is coming forth right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare it right now.
Thank you, Lord.
By the authority of Almighty God that rests in me. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. He gave me the power to speak the word. I'm speaking the word over you today. You that are going through troubles and trials and tribulations and lack. Huh? And I was telling somebody, no, I wasn't telling them. Somebody else told them for me. And they said, well, how is she doing all this and don't have, you know, this or that or the other? And say, she got God, person. She got God. Huh? She got God. I say, well, that's a good answer. I'm glad you told her. Amen. Praise God. I depend on God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Huh? I don't have nobody backing me, so to speak. I have a few people in my ministry. They've been with me a long time, and they do what they can do. And I have to give them their flowers because they do what they have to do. And people find us a wonder because we do what we do. Do you see? I'm not boasting about no me because me ain't doing nothing but praising God. But I glorify God for the people that he gave me, a few quality people. I'm talking about my people now. I'm boasting on them now. Hear me? Hear what I'm saying? Quality people. That whatever needs to be done, we get it done. See? Whether it's feeding people, Christmas, give them their little Christmas whatever, presents to children, going and helping people, doing whatever we have to do. We don't have excuse, well, we ain't got but a few people and we can't do it and we ain't got much money. God brings the money every time. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hello, somebody. Woo, hallelujah. Now you see why I'm lit up, don't you? Every time the enemy come in and try his best, he started 5 this morning. He was starting on me with some junk. And I got real upset, y'all, about it. And I just told him, listen, whatever anybody else want to believe, let them believe. But I believe God. I'm going to trust God. You trust your God, and I'm going to trust mine. Now, I don't know who you serve, see, but I serve a living God. I serve a God that's loved me, and every promise, them 7,000 promises belong to me. And every time I need one, I just pick one out and say, this is it, God. This is what I need today. I need you today to charge me up, God, because I'm going through something right at this moment. I need something. I need you to revitalize me. And he told me, push through the facade of the enemy. You push through whatever he bring before you. You push through when he try to black you out. You push through it. Huh? That's hard labor, people. It's hard getting through. Huh? You know your vision must materialize. You know it's coming forth. God say, this is the time. This is the time. And the closer you get to getting it started to where it needs to be, the enemy comes in with something. Somebody don't like you. Somebody don't like what you say. Somebody don't like what you do. So big deal. They didn't like what Jesus said. They didn't like what Jesus was doing because Jesus did things out of the norm. Nothing he did was normal to what they knew. And when you do things that nobody know about, say, well, I ain't never heard of that. Well, that's good. You ain't never heard about it. Now you do. God opens mysteries for us. See, there are some mysteries never been unfolded yet that has still got to come forth. But you, if you hear it, then you'll want to call people names. They're heretics. They this, that, and the other. First investigate to see what it is that that person is talking about. And see, ask God, is it in the book? Is this what you're saying? Or is this person really a nut? But you're so busy taking it. Well, I never heard of that. There's a lot of stuff you never heard of. You think you heard of everything? None of us heard of everything. None of us know everything. But some of us think we do. Well, we are more holy than somebody else. We are more anointed than this, these, that person. And you don't even know. They could be way more holy than you. They finna get ready to be taken up. Huh? You see? Going up on that chariot. Because they are closer to God than you thought they were. You just assumed they didn't know what they were talking about. Huh? Stop assuming. He's saying all you're getting, get an understanding. Try to understand, and then what you got to do? Understand those that labor among you, judging so quickly. You say, what got you stirred up? The devil, because he went to mess. This is my day of the broadcast, and he want to start with something. Huh? Well, he just stirred me up. I'm sorry, y'all ain't got it stirred up yet, but you'll get it. Huh? Let me tell you, the anointing has come forth to get you out of that ditch you in. You dug a ditch for yourself by listening to others that don't know what they're talking about. Half of the people you listen to don't even go to church. Don't even know what's in the Bible, but they can tell you, well, the Bible didn't say that. The Bible said this or that or the other. You don't act like a Christian where you ain't now, so how you know what a Christian act like? See, you don't think about stuff like that before you listen to garbage. Come on now. I'm telling you, you got to push through that garbage. You see what I'm saying? When them people start to talking about you ain't this and you ain't saved and you don't know what you is, you know. You don't know what you is either, do you? See? Tell the devil, talk to him. I bet you one thing, if you do that, he going to get away from you then because you say, that person, they're crazy, and I can't talk to them. No, you just want to talk some wrong stuff to me. You're not going to take my faith. You're not going to have me doubt my God. He done so much for me. He done healed me so many times. He done raised me from the dead. I'm not listening. Let me tell you one time. I'll just tell you this right quick. I never told you that. I don't think I did. One day I was sitting at my computer, And we had a prayer of pastors, a whole lot of pastors, and the leader, he was on there talking this particular time, and all of a sudden I went blind. And I hollered, and he said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" I said, "Apostle, I'm blind. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see." I started getting frantic, you know, and he began to pray. And he prayed, and he prayed. He prayed that prayer of faith. And he said, "Now, just for a few minutes, go lay down. Just for a few minutes, close your eyes, and then you can get up." I did that, and do you know my eyes opened? Then I could see. I tell you, God can open blind eyes. You hear what I say? It don't matter what the devil tried to do. He tried to trick you. And that's what he did for me that particular day. Tried to trick me. See? This is what he tried to do. And we fall for it every time, don't we? Because we yield to these things that he tricks us with the people that he used, like the ones that want to fix you up, the ones want to kill you. And so you allow them to get into your spirit and trick you into dying or trick you into doing and being what they say you are. Did you get that? But you got to push through that. Hello. Be determined that you will not allow anybody. I don't care if it's your mother. You ain't going to allow her.
Amen.
Your father. You're not going to allow him. Your sister, your brother, uncle, aunt, grandmama, cousin. I don't care who it is. You're not going to allow them to take your place away from you in Christ Jesus. Jesus didn't allow the enemy to do it to him. Well, he knew what he had. Peter said, "Boy, they want to make him the king and everything." He didn't need them to make him the king because he was already the king. He knew who he was, but he didn't want you trying to do something to distract him from what he came to do. He was birthing new nations, new people, a new army of believers. And he knew it was going to be hard labor for him. He knew he had to go through trials and tribulation and people trying to kill him and say all kind of manner of evil against him, trying to distract him. That is the devil's job, is to distract you from what you're supposed to do. And you will holler like a woman, say, when she's in travail, oh, it hurts, they're too bad, oh, I can't do it. You can't got no choice, because that baby coming one way or another. See, you can say, I don't want to go through with it all you want to, but this is something you can't stop. See, that pain there at that time, you can't stop it, okay? So you might as well set yourself to say, Lord, take me through the valley of the shadow of death. Take me through it, Lord. See, I'm not going to fear no pain, nothing. I'm not going to fear it. Start talking to God and see, the pain might ease up some. You don't know. But do anybody think try it? No, because they're hollering too much. I'm hurting. It's like any pain you have in your body, you go to reacting. Did you think about, before you went, God, pains that is supposed to come? Have you ever thought of that? You don't think about that, do you? No, people don't think about that. They think, I'm going to have this pain, I'm going to have this pain. It's like that monthly time of the month. Y'all say, well, here I go again. I'm going through this here, this old trying time. Listen, the same God that heals your body can make it to the point you don't have to go through that. I know you, but you are born again, right? You saved. Okay, I'm going to tell you something you don't understand. I'm telling you, saved. You're born again, right? Huh? You ain't under the curse no more. You say, well, I'm under the curse. It's here every month. The curse is over. That's to show you that when you birth, you have the blood there to help bring forth that child. Now, when you read John, the first chapter, 19th verse, you will find out that Jesus was not born of any blood. There was no blood there. There was no afterbirth. Did you hear what I'm saying? Read the scripture. Hello, think about it now. Now, there's something, say, well, I ain't heard that before. Read it and see, and ask God. What he talking about? Hello? Huh? See, you say, why you say that? Because I have seen it happen. And a sister got in prayer line and asked for prayer. Okay? And I say, God, how do I pray for her with this here? You know? Because, you know, nobody ever asked that before. And when I begin to talk to God about her, when she asked this, I started talking to God. I said, well, God, what do you do here? How do you do? What happened? And he explained to me. And then I related to her, and then I prayed for her that she would comprehend what it's saying, not what is normal, and it happened. Did you hear what I'm saying? She didn't suffer like that anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? Hello, somebody. Y'all will get it in a minute. Glory to God. I know it's something you ain't never heard, but we still pushing to that vision. Hello? I just thought I'd explain that to you. See, because when you push, that means you're exerting force upon something or against something so that it can move in another direction. You see? You want your vision to do what? Move in a certain direction, go forth. You want it to keep going forth, don't you? Amen. Don't stop. Keep going.
Ain't that where you wanted to go?
Amen.
All right. Come on. Think about it now. And then you want to move against oppositions. You want to move against difficulties. You pressing on now. See? You pressing to exert pressure so that something can move out of the way. Isn't that what you're doing? That's why you're pushing. They tell me inside the woman body, if you read it, there's a lot got to be moved for that baby get there. Do you know your ribs and everything move? Everything in that side there move. You got a lot of stuff move out its way in order for that baby to come. But you got to push through. Huh? You push through every muscle that is supposed to move. God has made them to move out of the way. Therefore, God has given you and I, especially women, have given us something special that men don't have. They ain't got nothing to move. Everything in their state. See, they ain't got nothing to push there. Well, per se. To a degree. Okay? We let you go from there. All right. But listen. It's so beautiful when you think about it. It's painful, it's true. It's painful, but it's beautiful. What happens after the child is born? They just as happy. It's like they ain't had no pain, ain't it? They happy. What happened when your ministry is born? Aren't you happy? When you begin to do what God called you to do, aren't you happy then?
Charged up.
Aren't you so glad you pushed? Aren't you so glad you suffered? Anything that you worth having, you got to suffer to bring it to pass. To have a good marriage, you're going to go through something. I know you think everything's about to be peaches and cream. God gave me this man. No, but you're a man. He's a man and you're a woman. And you got to get used to each other. So you got stuff to go through to deal with each other. And y'all, something going to clash. But if God put you together, you can make it. Because what you're doing? Pushing. Huh? You're pushing through. It's going to be pressure a lot of time. Difficult situations a lot of time is going to happen. And, of course, you're going to have opposing forces from the outside always trying to exert pressure to you. Trying to take what's yours. Huh? You know that. But let me tell you, push anyhow. Be what? Persistent. Don't you give up. See? I don't know. They're trying to blacken my integrity. They're trying to do this, that, or the other. Well, it can happen anyway. God is moving in your behalf. God is doing what he needs to do in your life. So don't you give up. Don't you dare give up. You can't give up when that baby coming forth, when you birthing that thing, you can't give up. So keep on pushing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell you what you do. I got little 5 things I put down here. Maybe it'll make sense to you. When you push. To make one's way by trusting obstacles, opponents aside. You're pushing. 2, to see actively. To see, urge forward beyond its natural speed or endurance. You go beyond, do you see? You go beyond. Then 4, to force. To force a thing into more intense action. Huh? Now, see, what you do, you keep pushing and keep pushing until it get to where it needs to be. Huh? So you're forcing it to go forth. healthy, you're forcing it to go forth. And the aim when you push it is at with endeavor to attain. You're not stopping until you attain it. You're going to keep pushing forward, aren't you? Just like those in the Underground Railroad, huh? They kept going. If somebody got shot, they didn't turn around and pick them up or something like that. If they done shot them dead, they leave them, keep going. Keep going forward because they could be next, you see? They could be next. But you are next in line for a blessing. You are next in line. So push your way on through right now, you see? Huh? Don't waste your time arguing with nobody. Just wasting time. When you are in the, your ninth trimester there, you finna bring forth here. Okay? What happened? What you need? You need a doctor. You need a midwife. You need somebody, to help you. In other words, that's like your prayer partner. You got a prayer partner that's always there and saying, you can make it. You can make it. You have the faith. You can make it. And I'm behind you. I'm with you all the way. And they are with you all the way, See? They were with you all the way. See? Rachel couldn't stop. She brought forth in hard labor. And she brought forth that son. See? But she died afterwards. Okay? That's just time for her to go. Because the labor was hard. She suffered there. Bring forth that dream, that vision. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to go through it. You ain't going to die. You're going to go through it because you got something to do for God. You have something to do for God. The devil going to try to kill every one of you. That's his job to try. But you say, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. See? And you can't do it in the land of the dead. You got to do it in the land of living. And that is what you're going to do. That's your charge today. I'm speaking it to you today, life. See, what is about birthing is bringing forth life. A life that you don't know what God called it to do except you had a word before it came. If you had a word that, listen, you are to birth so-and-so and so kind of person, that person coming forth. See? And I have a goddaughter right now, bless God. She's about to graduate from being a nurse. And before she was born, it was prophesied to her mother that she would be a prophet. And she will start telling you dreams and things when she started opening her mouth, and she did, and she still can, and she's still doing it. First, her mother thought we somebody crazy here, praise the Lord. But as she went on, God began to speak to her what kind of child she was. She finally believed it. You see? You don't know what you birthed, and you think, just another child. Ain't another mouth to feed. God going to feed her anyhow. See? But the thing is, do you believe? Can you trust God enough to believe that he called you to birth something? He called you to be more than a sitting on the side. We want to be, I think it's Gad, one of them, sitting on the side all the time. That's what we want to do. Then do something. Well, I want to be famous. You already famous. When God called you, he called you by name. He knows your name, and he called you by name, then you famous. Because God know you. See what I'm saying? God know you. If my name never get put out there, you know, except on something bad, I don't want to hear that. But sometimes that happens. But you still got to keep going. You cannot stop because people are speaking ill things towards you or about you. You can't stop. Keep pushing. Push on. Push forward. Pushing backward, you pushing forward. Because can't nobody push the baby back up in them. They got to push it out. Push it forward. And it comes forward. You see? It comes forward. Your blessing is coming forward to you. It's coming to you from somebody else. Huh? See? Somebody else is pushing your blessing into your hand. Ain't that nice? Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, everything is a force. That's what? Pushing. A force pushing it. It's, see it pushing now? Can't you feel it pushing into you now? What's pushing? Ideas. Look at the ideas coming forth into your mind right now. Come on now. It's coming forth now. And then your hands is going to do what? Get it done. Your feet going to take you to it. Forward, not backward, forward. You're not going to stop, are you? I know you're not going to stop. I don't believe you're going to stop. Nobody's going to stop. You're going to keep on going. You're going to keep on going. No matter how hard it is, you keep it on going. You're not going to give up God, is you? Are you going to give up God? Come on, talk to me, y'all. You ain't giving up God. Are you giving up God? No, just because it ain't come out the way you thought it ought to come out. You know, we always have a way we think it should come out. We always have a mind what we think somebody ought to be like. They can't be like who you manifest in your head. They have to be like who they are. Do you get it? Huh? And you can't force them to be somebody else. See? It's other words, somebody, you can't push that on nobody. Okay? Don't even try. See? So you got to do what? Go against a lot of stagnant conversation. But people want to put you down. You got to go against it. Don't let it trip you up from anything that God has already put in your path. We want to trip over what God put there. See, we don't want to go through the fires. We don't want to go through the rain and the water and the storms. We want everything to be sunshine every day. Sunshine is not every day. It has to revolve someplace else. See, but what you do, you're not going to quit just because the sun is in another position, are you? You're not going to quit, are you? No, you're not. Hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, glory to God. Yada mahosa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel like something moving right about now. I feel like God is birthing something today, right now, right here and now. Somebody is getting ready for a blessing. Somebody going to see the hand of God in their life.
Amen.
It's going to be manifest right now. And very soon, you're going to get some good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, you need to receive it today. God, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for the good news. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of nowhere. It looked like it wasn't going to happen, but it's happening for me now. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, my.
Hallelujah, 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 somebody. Somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I feel some churning right now. I feel some moving right now. It's moving out the way. Praise God. Oh, my God. Something has been standing in somebody's way a long time. My God. It's moving out right now. Moving out right now because you have taken hold of this word and you're pushing through it right now. That doubt, you're pushing through it right now. In Jesus' name, glory to God. You believe in the word of God, not my words, but the word of God. This is what you're doing. It's been hard. Oh, God, it's been trying. It is trying now. But listen, God is moving it out of the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you dare to trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, somebody. Hallelujah. I ain't saying, ain't no excuse me for being excited, because I love what God is doing something for somebody now. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you live. All I know is God is doing something for somebody right now. It's about two or three people that God is doing something for right at this moment. Glory to God. It is unexpected. You think they're going to go one way, but God is taking it another way right now in the name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. Don't let the lose that thought right now. The devil just come up and tell you it ain't going to happen. But it is so. It's going to happen right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that is the word of the Lord. And that is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank Apostle Porter for that wonderful, blessed word, push. And you know that's so true. We all have to push through something sometime. And that's just the way it is. But you know we got to work at it, too. We got to come up with what do we have to do to keep ourselves in line to keep pushing. You know, because a lot of times some people find it hard to push. Some people think it's not necessary to push, but let me tell you, I'm here to tell you it is, and it is it's rough when you push and you push through and you see the glory of the Lord on the other side, when you see the fruit of your labor. See, like Apostle was saying, when a woman give birth, she see the fruit of her labor. When she see that child, that's the fruit of her labor. The same thing about ministry. When you get new souls, that's the fruit of your labor. And that's what it's all about. Let's bring forth that fruit. Let's push our way through to bring forth that fruit. You know, because right now, it's a lot of people that need to be saved. It's a lot of people that need to push through. It's a lot of people that we need to talk to about the Lord. You'd be surprised how many people don't really know the Lord. They say they know the Bible, but they don't know the Lord. And see, they're not pushing through to get an understanding. And that's where it come in at. I'm going to come to you. I'm going to come to you real quick from Isaiah 24:5-7. The earth also defile under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Now you see how people of the world are. Therefore have the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. In 7, the new wine mourneth the vine languish. all the merry-hearted do sigh. See, we do take a breath and we do sigh when things happen. See, and the thing about it is that's all we got to do. We got to back up and take a sigh of relief. We got to back up and take a sigh sometime. And we got to refocus and rededicate.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. Because sometimes we know we rush in blindly. Yeah, we do, especially when you first get saved. Ain't nothing finna stop you because you're going to rush blindly. You're going to run into things. Then you're going to run into problems that you pretty much can't handle. But you got to take a back and say, hey, Pastor, can you help me with these problems here? And let's get this done. You know, because of the fact, if you don't ask anybody for help, you in trouble. Because you done did this work, you done pushed, but you don't understand what you're pushing. You don't understand why you're pushing. See, the problem is a lot of people have to understand what it takes, especially when you're pushing through. When you're pushing through things, you got to expect that it's going to happen. You got to expect that God's going to do something. You got to expect that your faith will take you through. You got to expect that God is there with you. See, a lot of people don't expect that. A lot of people think it's supposed, like Apostle say, you think it's coming one way and it's coming a totally different way, and you don't even know what's done until it's done. See, I know because I've been through that one. You know, you don't know something's done until it's done. I'm going to tell you, like last Sunday, I put some oil on me and prayed. My back was hurting. Soon as I put the oil on me and prayed, the back was well. And then I fooled around there. I was in such a habit of taking a pain pill. I took the pain pill and the back was hurting again. That goes to show you, that was the wildest thing I ever went through that I did to myself. Now, I sat there in the chair and prayed that the Lord heal my back so I don't hurt to go to church. And the back stopped hurting just like that. But I was so in the habit of taking a pain pill till I reached over and took the pain pill and the back still hurt the rest of the day. Wasn't no point. Then why did I pray?
All right.
If I didn't believe, why did I pray? See, but that came from habit.
Mm-hmm.
See, that came from used to doing something when I didn't have to.
Okay.
See, that was my fault. I prayed. I had enough faith that it stopped. It stopped, and I still took the pill and hurt it again. So that lets you know that once we get in the habit of doing the wrong thing, instead of stepping forth into the faith realm and pushing your way through it. See, that came from habit. See, and now I know. When I pray, I'm sincere. Leave that stuff alone. See, now I know because I had enough faith for it to heal me to stop. But what can I say? I was stupid. That's all. You know, but now I know. I know my problem, I know what I did wrong, and God ain't got to worry about me no more on that aspect. Because these are things we deal with. You know, I've been dealing with my back for almost 40 years. But that's what's happening. And you know, you'll be trying to get relief. You know, and all of a sudden you do that, and then you say, oh, man, I messed up. Yes, I did. Ain't no doubt about it, I messed up. See, I can admit what I did. I can admit my faults and my mistakes. Can you? See, this is where a lot of things lie. A lot of people can't admit when they make a mistake. A lot of people can't admit when they did something that went under the ordinary, under the contrast of what you believe in. See, if you got enough faith to believe that God is going to do something, stand by it. Stand on it. You don't have no problem if you don't stand on it, because if you stand on it, it will be done. If you stand on it, I'm going to repeat that, it will be done. But the point, man, is we have to, matter of fact, we got to push our way for belief. We got to push our way for faith these days because you got a lot of stuff pushing you to the edge. Can you stop at the edge and believe God going to save you? Can you believe that if you push, something is going to happen? But you got to push with the right heart and the right mind. Because if you push with the wrong heart and the wrong mind, something bad going to happen to you too. I hate to say it, but you know, what do they say? The law of averages will catch up with everybody. Don't think that's a myth, because that's true. Because the spirit may not get you today, but somewhere down the road, you're going to have to look back, because everybody's going to have to pay for their transgressions sooner or later. Sooner or later, something's got to go. Something's got to happen. Now, once something happened, what are you going to do? Are you going to push through it, or are you going to stay stagnant and say, oh, well? See, that's what's wrong with people now. They say, oh, well, it happened. No, it ain't got to happen. Things do happen, but it ain't got to happen. We got to learn to push our way through these things. You know, as they say, we got to put on, and when if you're up north in the snow, you got to put on your snow boots and slosh through the snow. That's what you got to do when you got to deal with the devil and his mess. You got to strap up and move. Talk to God, as apostles say. I talk to him every day now. Sometimes I get answers, sometimes I don't. But, hey, you know, that ain't going to stop me. I'm going to still push through because I done got used to doing that now. Because to me, that's relief. To me, when I push through, you know, because you know how you jump up in the morning? Sometimes I jump up and I don't thank God for waking me up. But I catch up late on. I say, oh, Lord, I forgot to thank God. God, thank you for waking me up this morning. I'm going to get it in there. Now, trust me, I'm going to get it in there. I also thank him for letting me go to sleep in peace. So, you know, it's a lot of things that we can push through to do. And it's a lot of little things that we can do. A lot of little intricate things that we can do that helps us along this Christian walk. And I was telling Pastor Apostle this morning about them Christians in Ireland. And the man got on TV and say, I know the Christians didn't do it. I say, oh, Lord, you know, because over there in Ireland, they got some radical Christians. Them people do not mess with them Christian folks over there in Ireland because they don't play the radio. When I say radical, they radical. Okay? Now, we say get radical, but we ain't got to get there now. But let's face it. When we push through a lot of things and we get through and we start working with God, and number one, we got to work with our leaders in the church. Number one, we got to learn how to put forth our best foot. When we do things, we got to do it at our best. Don't halfway do it. Do it at your best, even if it means you got to push through something. See, a lot of people don't want to give up their time to help nobody else. And that's a problem, because that's why we here is to help others. That's what we here for, is to help others. Even if we got to tell them the right way to go, even if we got to help them with a slice of bread and a glass of water, so you helped. But that's what it's all about. You know, I've always did that. I've always fed people. You know, and that's something I've always done. But the thing about it is this. You find something that you do. And see, an apostle and them always tell us, the apostle tried to put us in the best spot possible that fits us in the church. Everybody has a job to do. And if everybody do their job, everything runs smoothly. But when everybody don't do their job, it's a bumpy road. Because Some people don't want to push through. Some people push harder than others. And that's what it's all about. If everybody push in the same direction, push together, push with the same strength, we can move something. We can move mountains together. We can move a lot of things together if we push through together as one. As we do, as they said last night, when you do things as one group, as one, we can accomplish a lot of things. But the point of the matter is everybody don't push. Some people lag behind. You know, like in the old days, a bunch of us used to get behind the cars and push the car when they run out of gas to the gas station. What we used to do, that's the same way you got to do in church. Everybody got to get behind, push. And sometimes we got to push the pastor or the bishop or somebody for them to get on their feet to move. Because we as churchgoers can wear out a pastor and stuff, you know, and they get down, and stuff too sometimes. Sometimes they need a push. Let's face it, everybody needs a push. Everybody needs a pat on the back, a push. Everybody needs somebody to give them confidence to continue, because the devil will wear you down. But somebody got to step forth and say, I got you, and the Lord say he got you. And God will always send somebody to help you. It can be anybody. You never know. It can be a little baby that pray for you and you don't even know it. But it can be anybody, you know. So let's not take these things for granted. What we hear today will take us to the future, because we're not here just to be blowing smoke or blowing air on you. We're here to help, and we're here to guide you, to guide people to the right direction and to push people in the right way to go. But you got to have your heart and your soul in it. If you don't have your heart and soul in it, what's the point of doing anything? Come on. You know, we don't look at how we can help.
All right.
See, a lot of times, don't nobody have to tell you nothing. You can do it. Just it's already in your mind to do something, but instead you sit back. See, you fighting against the spirit then, because the spirit is telling you what to do, and you won't do it. That's on you.
All right.
I'm like a apostle. That's between you and your God, because that's on you. Because the Spirit is telling you the right way to go and what to do, and you know it's the Spirit telling you. You know it's the Holy Ghost telling you to do something that this person need help, and you don't want to do it. You don't want to push your way through to do it. So that's on you. You running around, as Tasha Carr said, you running around with the chains on. Because the devil got you locked down. Because you won't push your way through to do anything. Get up. Push your way through. Get up. Do something. You know, what was that? If somebody got something out, a saying, dare to believe. That's what we got to do. Dare to believe. Dare to get up. Dare to push. Dare yourself if you have to. I dare myself, and I challenge myself a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
I find that's the best way to go. I challenge myself to do things, you know, because it won't get done if I sit here and wait on my carnal mind. My carnal mind ain't finna bust a grape. You know, so I have to look at me. I got to challenge me. I got to push me. You know, I don't want nobody to have to push me. I have to push me. Now, I might need a pat on the back to help me along a little bit sometime, you know, because I do forget. I must admit, I do forget now. You know, I forget more than I ever forgot before, but I do forget now, you know. But it's the thing, what I'm trying to say is, I still be trying, you know. I'm not going to let it get me down. I still be trying, I put it this way. Sister Diane be fussing at me all the time about watering the plants. I forget all about them plants. I ain't going to tell no lie. I forget about the plants. I do forget. You know, I forget the plants even exist. And I walk by them every day. That goes to show you, I do forget. You know, and the thing about it is, my, you know, I be elsewhere, my mind be elsewhere on a lot of things that some of it is unnecessary. Now, I'm going to just put it as you point blank. Some of it is unnecessary. You know, where the devil got me playing with me, it's about my kid, the one with cancer. It's, you know, this and that. I'm wondering if my son got his package that I sent him. You know, it's a lot of things that's unnecessary. It's things that I need to let go. Let God handle it. You know, I have no business getting into that, but I done prayed. Everybody done prayed. Things was all right, but you still want to hear them say they all right, too. You know what I'm saying? But this, the thing is this. I have to push through that little idiosyncrasies in my mind. I got to push through that little stuff. You know, because that will help me along to be a better person, a better Christian, or whatever that I need to be if I keep letting things clutter my mind like that when I don't have to. See, those are a lot of things that we have to do. That's something that we can control because we let it happen. If we got faith, we don't need to let that happen. But it does. It slips in on us. Let's face it. All the devil needs is a crumb, and he's going to take the whole slice of bread. Let's face that. I just put it to you that way. So we need to continue to push our way through these problems, through these trials. You know, once we do that, we will be fine. But we got to push our way through. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you for that word that had coming forth, and we pray that we have continuance tomorrow of that word. So you tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, you be blessed.
Looking at that.
Oh.
and let God let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.